During a gold rush, why compete for gold when you can be the person selling the shovels? Online video platform Vimeo is switching to the shovel business. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. If you want to watch a video online these days, your options are basically endless. YouTube, Hulu, Roku, Apple, Amazon, BuzzFeed, Marketplace. So maybe trying to compete for viewers and advertisers isn't such a good business plan, even if you've been in the business since 2004, like Vimeo. It's an online video pioneer that's long been kind of a cult favorite for indie filmmakers. But in the last year, under a new CEO, the company is pivoting from a place to watch video to a set of tools for making video. That new CEO is 34-year-old Anjali Sood. She got the job partly by pitching the pivot. I caught up with her recently at a conference in New Orleans and asked how the company is making money these days.
We're really transitioning Vimeo from being a content company to a technology company, from being a destination for consumers to watch videos to really being a software as a service or SaaS platform that provides creators with the tools and technology to create, distribute, and monetize their content. And we really think that this fulfills a need in the market where nobody else is focusing on the storytellers. Most of the other platforms are much more focused on eyeballs and audience because they're ad supported.
So does that put you in, you know, whereas previously you were trying to sort of compete against a YouTube or a Netflix, which sounds daunting, obviously. Does that put you in the position of now feeding them?
Absolutely. You know, I say YouTube and Netflix, they're no longer competitors. They are partners. And the position we can take because we're not ad supported is to say previously creators felt like they had to choose. Where do I put my videos? On Vimeo or YouTube? And now we say they shouldn't have to choose. And in fact, we are going to help them get distribution everywhere.
So that, of course, then puts you in a whole other competitive class. And that class includes Adobe and even Apple. How does that competitive landscape look compared to YouTube?
So it's certainly competitive, but at the same time, I think what no other platform really is doing is providing a workflow solution end-to-end. So Adobe really focuses on the editing side, but really there is no other player in the market that's thinking about from the second you have an idea for a video to how you get it made, to how you put it out into the world, and to then get that feedback loop to be able to make more videos. And what we hope is that we'll be really able to use technology to lower the barriers for quality storytelling because there's so much friction and cost right now. The average creator has to use 3 or 4 different software providers. They have to pay often tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to get all the capabilities that we hope to be able to provide in the very near future.
It's also a big shift. I mean, you must have had people, you know, you must have had independent filmmakers. You must have even had people internally who said, nobody's going to come to Vimeo to watch videos anymore. Why am I here? But where's all my work going to go? Like, how painful is that transition?
So when I stepped in as CEO, there was certainly a lot of change, and that can be hard. But at the same time, the feedback that I've gotten from the team and the community is, I think a lot of people really, they appreciate the focus. It's important for companies to be super clear on what they stand for and who they serve. And when you try and serve everybody, you end up serving no one well. And so I think that clarity and focus has actually been motivating for the teams. And it's important to note, we will always do what's right for creators. And if that means that we can give them an audience on Vimeo, we'll of course try and do that. But it really just means that every decision we make is through the lens of the creator experience. And so if what they really need is an independent or agnostic home where their videos can start and go out into the world, then that's what we're going to provide. As long as we stay sort of committed, which we will, on what's best for creators, I think there's many different ways that we can continue to evolve our offering and our business.
Anjali Sood is the CEO of Vimeo. She said the company is on track to make $100 million in 2018. Analysts estimate YouTube made more like $3 billion last year. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.